From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The St. Lucia Labour Party says it's unfazed by the resignation of its acting chairman. Guyanese opposition party is critical of the appointment of Janet Jagan as Prime Minister. And black lawyers in the United States set to lobby in support of Caribbean banana producers. I'm Carol Orr and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Dr. Kenny Anthony, leader of the St. Lucia Labour Party, says he's unsurprised by the resignation of the party's acting chairman, Lawson Cauldron. In fact, he says the party will be better for it. Mr. Cauldron is the second party member to leave the SLLP after former leader Julian Hunt resigned last year and announced his bid to stand as an independent. St. Lucia now faces their general election next month with an unprecedented 5 independent candidates, and there's speculation a third party could well be in the making. Before asking Dr. Anthony if he was to blame for this latest exodus, I asked him about that possibility of a new opposition alliance.
I would be most surprised if you imagine the possibility that there would be a third political party. For one thing, you're dealing with a motley of individuals with entirely different ideological positions, different perspectives. And in any event, you are dealing with people who at one time or another fell out with each other. I mean, for example, Lawson Cauldron and Julian Hunt were at odds at one time. Cauldron had great difficulty working with Julian Hunt in the St. Lucia Labour Party and made an exit from the St. Lucia Labour Party. Essentially, you're dealing with the politics of convenience at this stage.